Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Mr. Number 26. Statements regarding thoughts on Daniel and the Revelation. I consider that that book, Thoughts on Daniel and the Revelation, should go everywhere. It has its place and will do a grand good work. You believe they are inspired, do you not? You may answer that question, I shall not. Thoughts on Daniel and the Revelation. The canvassing work is one of the Lord's appointed agencies for extending the knowledge of the truth for this time. Canvassers have an important work to do. The Lord can and will work through them if they will earnestly prepare themselves to do what they can. The effort made to circulate Christ's object lessons is demonstrating what can be done in the canvassing field. To those who are working with this book, I would say, after the immediate necessity is met, do not lose your zeal, feeling that there is no further need for special effort. Sell the book wherever you can, and bring our larger books to the notice of the people. Especially should the book Daniel and the Revelation be brought before people as the very book for this time. This book contains the message which all need to read and understand. Translated into many different languages, it will be a power to enlighten the world. This book has had a large sale in Australia and New Zealand. By reading it, many souls have come to a knowledge of the truth. I have received many letters expressing appreciation of this book. Let our canvassers urge this book upon the attention of all. The Lord has shown me that this book will do a good work in enlightening those who become interested in the truth for this time. Those who embrace the truth now, who have not shared in the experiences of those who entered the work in the early history of the message, should study the instruction given in Daniel and the Revelation, becoming familiar with the truth it presents. Those who are preparing to enter the ministry, who desire to become successful students of the prophecies, will find Daniel and the Revelation an invaluable help. They need to understand this book. It speaks of past, present, and future, laying out the path so plainly that none need err therein. Those who will diligently study this book will have no relish for the cheap sentiments presented by those who have a burning desire to get out something new and strange to present to the flock of God. The rebuke of God is upon all such teachers. They need that one teach them what is meant by godliness and truth. The great, essential questions which God would have presented to the people are found in Daniel and the Revelation. There is found solid, eternal truth for this time. Everyone needs the light and information it contains. Those who are destroying the earth have had a long probation. For 6,000 years God has borne with the ignorance and wickedness of men. In every possible way he has tested and tried them, seeking to lead them to return to their loyalty and be saved. But they refuse to listen to his entreaties. War and bloodshed have been, are still, and will continue to be. War is popular. To kill and destroy is in the sight of the world to be brave, worthy of a reward. The time is near when Jesus will take the kingdom and possess the kingdom under the whole heavens. He will judge among the nations and rebuke among many people. Wars shall cease unto the ends of the earth. Can we not see the corrupt condition of our world? Is not the terrible wickedness, which is continually increasing, sufficient to lead us to use every Christian activity in presenting to the world those books which contain the most beneficial instruction? God, the great moral governor of the universe, desires his people to arouse and use their influence to lead others to understand what is coming upon our world. The Lord calls for workers to enter the canvassing field. He desires the books upon health reform to be circulated. Much depends upon the question of health reform. Unless our churches occupy a higher platform upon this subject, they will not be able to appreciate the truth for this time. God desires the light found in the books of Daniel and Revelation to be presented in clear lines. It is painful to think of the many cheap theories picked up and presented to the people by ignorant, unprepared teachers. Those who present their human tests and the nonsensical ideas they have concocted in their own minds show the character of the goods in their treasure house. They have laid in store shoddy material. Their great desire is to make a sensation. The truth for this time has been brought out in many books. Let those who have been dealing in cheap sentiments and foolish tests cease this work and study Daniel and the Revelation. They will then have something to talk about that will help the mind. As they receive the knowledge contained in this book, they will have in the treasure house of the mind a store from which they can continually draw as they communicate to others the great, essential truths of God's Word. The interest in Daniel and the Revelation is to continue as long as probationary time shall last. God used the author of this book as a channel through which to communicate light to direct minds to the truth. Shall we not appreciate this light, which points us to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our King. Speaking of this great event, Paul says, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings, and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. 1 Timothy 6 verses 13 to 16. Young men, take up the work of canvassing for Daniel and the Revelation. Do all you possibly can to sell this book. Enter upon the work with as much earnestness as if it were a new book.